Dr. Cheryl Davis continues her teaching on today's edition of Truth Matters on the book of Daniel, God's prophetic book for the ages. She begins with Daniel's prophecy of the fall of Jerusalem in 586 BC. Here's Dr. Cheryl Davis and the Babylonian captivity.
Thus says the Lord, "Behold, I will bring calamity on this place and on its inhabitants, all the curses that are written in the book, which they have read before the king of Judah, because they have forsaken me and burned incense to other gods, that they might provoke me to anger with all the words of their hands. Therefore, my wrath will be poured out on this place and not be quenched. But as for the king of Judah, who sent you to inquire the Lord in this manner, you shall speak to him. Thus says the Lord of God concerning Israel, the words which you have heard, because your heart was tender and you humbled yourself before God when you heard his words against this place and against its inhabitants. You humbled yourself before me and you tore your clothes and wept before me. I also have heard you, says the Lord. Surely I will gather you to your fathers and you shall be gathered to your grave in peace. And your eyes shall not see all the calamity which I will bring on this place and its inhabitants." So they brought the word back to the king. This was 100 years prior to the events that occurred in Daniel. Other places in the Old Testament in which this is prophesied is Jeremiah 25 and 11. Jeremiah 25 and 11 says, "And this whole land shall be a desolation and an astonishment, and these nations shall serve the king of Babylon 70 years." So we clearly show the prophecy hundreds of years prior to, as well as Jeremiah the prophet saying that the southern kingdom of Judah would fall to captivity of Babylon. And we see that come to fruition in the first few verses of Daniel. Moving on to verses 3-7. "Then the king instructed Ashpenaz, the master of his eunuchs, to bring some of the children of Israel and some of the king's descendants and some of the nobles, young men in whom there was no blemish, but good looking, gifted in all wisdom, possessing knowledge and quick to understand, who had ability to serve in the king's palace, and whom they might teach the language and literature of the Chaldeans. And the king appointed for them a daily provision of the king's delicacies and of the wine in which he drank, and the 3 years of training for them, so that at the end of that time, they might serve before the king. Now from among those of the sons of Judah were Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. To them, the chief of the eunuchs gave names. He gave Daniel the name Belteshazzar, to Hananiah Shadrach, to Mishael Meshach, and to Azariah Abednego." Interestingly, I think a lot of us may have missed this point in reading Daniel, but the king instructed Ashpenaz, who was the master of his eunuchs, to bring some of the children of Israel and some of the kings of the descendants of the nobles. What we may not have picked up on is that Daniel was made a eunuch at the time that he came to Babylon. And this is really a form of indoctrination. When he went to Babylon, he was to be a wise man and to be in the court of the king. And therefore, the king did not want any distractions for Daniel as well as the other men that were with him. Therefore, by making them a eunuch, this really takes away his masculinity or any other distractions that a female may make, therefore ensuring his devotion to the king. And really, you see an indoctrination of youths. They are choosing those that have no blemish. They're good looking, gifted in all wisdom, and possessing knowledge and quick to understand. But they are teaching them the language and literature of the Chaldeans. The king appointed them a daily provision of delicacies in which he drank, as well as meat that he ate, so that they would be set apart and really indoctrinated into the Babylonian language, schools, and culture. Really, a relativism of truth is the same process today. When you look at our schools, whenever we send our Christian students away to universities, that is really what is happening. We are teaching that truth is relative, and we're seeing relativism move in our universities. That is how we're changing our generations.
Someone has wisely said that relativism enables pride to put on humble clothing and parade it through the streets as truth. But do not be fooled by this age-old lie. The Word of God contains absolute truth and not worldly thinking. Truth Matters with Dr. Cheryl Davis is a ministry of the Truth Project. You can connect by email with Dr. Davis at cherylDavis@truthmatters.com.